Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
What number is it, John?
Oh, I don't know. 164.
164.
When I'm...
164.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. It's episode 164, John.
It is, isn't it?
What is 164? There's no answer to that. That's like one of those jokes, like when 789. Like one of those.
What is 164? Something to do with cricket? I don't know. I was trying to think.
Okay, let's just leave it at that. Happy New Year.
I'm John, bored of that already.
We've both just walked into the studio and gone, I don't really know what's gone on in the
National. It's been a lot. It's been quite busy, isn't it?
It's a lot,
Christmas.
Isn't it? A lot of football, John. Of football. Not as much as hoped.
Can't keep track of it all.
You can, quite hard. I do try, though.
Yeah.
I do try. And some great results.
Yeah.
This Christmas.
I've noticed Torquay's results.
I've noticed that team.
That's kept a track on
I've
that.
I've noticed their results against Yeovil.
Yes.
The Glovers.
I noticed Woking's.
The Donald Glovers. They should change their name to the Donald
Glovers. Why are they called the Glovers? Do they used to make gloves?
I reckon it's probably one of them, isn't it? We'll have focused on this at some point, John.
Maybe.
Go back to episode 4 or something.
That was too much like hard work, really. That required a lot of effort.
But we learnt, though, John.
We did learn.
We were feeling our way in when we were doing that. And now we just turn up and go, I don't know anything about football. 2022, John.
Yeah.
22 little ducks.
You're over the COVID, so that's a good start.
Thank goodness for that. Still alive, John.
Still going.
Survived the deadly disease.
Yeah.
Lucky old me.
Yeah.
Thank you to the vaccine people.
They might be listening.
They might be, John. They might be big League fans. Chris, do you think Chris Whitty likes the National League? I think he would like the National League, John.
Chris Whitty, York City.
What a lovely bit of... Didn't we have a few of those before? Didn't we do at some point some Cockney rhyming
slang might have done
for National League teams? Or did we just put swear words in the teams?
Jonathan something Van like Tam.
Cheltenham. They used to be National League.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they?
Yeah.
There we are. Trying to test me with any more?
Jenny. She's that other woman who sometimes does it, isn't she? She's like the substitute.
Well, there we are.
I can't think.
I'm done. I'm gone.
I'm out.
It's gone.
Bored
we're out.
Anyway.
We're out. John, did you? We can do. We've spoken to each other before, John.
You're not.
Let
gonna
people
open
know
my
if you
Christmas
hadn't. I'm
going
to open your Christmas present now. Here it is.
The elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. Here it comes.
I've got you a nice Christmas present.
You got me a very nice Christmas present. It's wrapped beautifully.
It's wrapped nicely.
I've tried to feel it and work out what it is, John.
Can't feel it.
I can't work out what it is. It's my favourite thing to do.
The perfect present, isn't it?
It looks hat-like, John.
Yes.
Oh, John. Is it a fishing hat?
It's a new fishing hat.
It's a new fishing hat. What do you give the man? He's got everything.
But
penicillin is the joke answer. But here it is, John. Wow, this is great.
It's a sort of cricket. Rubberized. It's like a cricket floppy hat.
Yes.
But it's also got a sort of bit that you fold down your neck.
Packable fishing hat.
It's a bit, yeah, it's got a bit you can fold down your neck to protect your neck from sunburn. And it's also got a bit you roll down your down the front.
Have you bought this for style reasons, John? Or for
I thought you looked absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, I like it, John. Look at this. This is good, John. This has got a net. This is a great present.
It's got a net. It's got a bit you fold down the front, so you sort of look like
I've got headphones on, but
beekeeper.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Look at that.
John, that is a beautiful...
We've got to get a snap and look at this. The most stylish man who ever sit in Dice Radio. Can you please keep it on for the whole thing? Yeah, it's got to beat you fold down.
I can't get my headphones on if I have it on. Thank you so much.
It's got to fold down a bit at the front.
What a good fishing hat.
It looks a little bit like a sort of a burqa.
It's got a fishing burqa. It's got a touch of a burqa about it. But I'm going to work that out, how you do all that, John, because, I mean...
What a handy present.
What a lovely present. Sport is on the front of it as well.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of drawstring there, John.
Yeah.
And it's what a lovely gift. Thank you so much.
Well, you see, I've seen the pictures I've seen of you fishing, you've been hatless. So.
Well, I normally wear a cap, John.
Not anymore.
If that
you
turns
don't.
Out to be. If that turns out to be a lucky fishing hat, it's going to be amazing. I reckon as well, John, if I've forgotten my net, feels
it's
waterproof.
Big hat.
With a few
it?
Holes in it, could get the fish in there. Put some bait in it. What a lovely present, John. Thank
you
so much.
We could just wear it for every episode of the National Obsession.
The Hat Obsession.
Yeah.
Is that for the front? Is that for the back?
It has a front and a back, so you sort of you can encase yourself in it. Absolutely ludicrous.
So you can see through it.
I think so.
Oh,
can
yes.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a... What a lovely thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the National League, John.
Come on, shall we work
well, what's
out?
Coming up? What's coming Let's up in the podcast?
What's coming up in this week's edition of the podcast?
News.
Some news.
Yeah.
Look, we're going to be sort of fumbling around in the dark, really, because, so
nice.
To speak. Because
Is it a hat?
Because I've not really been across it either,
John,
to be honest.
I'm across it. I can tell you. I am really across the National League.
Yeah. I've tuned out a little bit.
Yeah, we'll go through a few top level fixtures.
Yeah.
Important results. We'll do a league table. And then we're going to speak to Foff of the Year.
Our Foff of the Year.
Daisy Seller.
Just to find out how she reacted, because yeah, Gammy Lee crowned her the Foff of the Year on the Christmas special.
Exactly. No real complaints. A couple of people upset, but no real complaints.
No, there's a lot of messages from Jane Kelly saying, well done. Yeah, yeah. Great. Really. And I sensed a little bit of. A little bit of anger in
really well done.
Sort of subsurface anger from James.
Jane, we're into next year. We're into next year now.
It starts now,
you know.
Putting the groundwork in now.
Send some letters
off.
In. People have got to start sending letters in, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Couple of letters, John.
It's all there.
Sounds like a podcast. Absolutely excellent.
Just...
Chesterfield are top of the league, John.
They are. That's true, isn't it?
43 points.
Do you want to take us back to Boxing Day? I liked it in recent weeks when you've been doing the news.
Okay.
So do you want to take us
back to Boxing Day? Hold on a second. December. Yep. Hold on. Yep. Hold on.
Here he comes.
Here he is. Sunday, 26th of December. Aldershot won. Woking won. The first of the two derby doubles there. Aldershot won. Woking won. Barnet Borehamwood postponed. Dover nil. Dagenham and Redbridge 2. Dover cannot get a win.
They literally can't buy a win, can they? So by my reckoning, didn't they start off the season on minus 12?
Yeah.
They're now on minus 8. You do the math.
I mean, terrible. When are they down, John? When will they be down?
They've still not won a game this season. So, I mean, honestly, what is the point?
I think the current bottom four, which is Weymouth, Kingsland and Dover, will be the bottom four. Will be the bottom three. I think saw Weymouth, dreadful. Kingsland cannot get a result, and Dover are out of it.
You'd imagine Southend will probably find enough.
They'll be
to
fine.
Stay up.
They'll find a way.
You never know. Could just either
might win the league.
They might win every game between now and the end of the season, or they might lose every game.
Wealdstone, but they've got a mayor and Booze.
Wealdstone probably be all right. So yeah,
bloody
I think
hell.
You're right. I think it's probably it's.
I think it's those three.
I don't want
Weymouth to go down because it's nice having. A team like Weymouth at the old Bob Lucas. Hey, John, you were at a
I was.
That's a bit of news you can give everybody.
I'd forgotten all about that. I was at
your celebrity party.
I was
at
a party before Christmas, my other half's mum's 60th birthday.
Yeah.
And at that party was the was it the niece? I think it was Bob Lucas's niece.
Bob Lucas of the Bob Lucas Stadium.
Of the Bob Lucas Stadium of Weymouth. I think that was it, wasn't it?
Wow, these I know. Circles you mix in, John.
I was a bit surprised it wasn't someone from like Vanity Fair there. Just...
I'm surprised you haven't saved that for the book. Actually, when you're older, that story.
I was going to tell it on Parkinson. Yeah, it was Bob Lucas's niece.
Bob Lucas.
Neath.
Stockport 5, Altrincham 1. King's Lynn, Notts County, off. That was cancelled at 2 o'clock on the day, John. They were there. Imagine that.
Furious.
Imagine Kyle Cameron, Aaron Nemain. All missing
all the
their Christmas
King's
lunch.
Lynn.
No Christmas lunch for me. I've got a game tomorrow. Got to go to King's Lynn. Getting there at 2 o'clock. Rained off.
Yeah.
Stockport 5, Altrincham 1.
Just they're on their way, Jean. John. She can't have it always. And I'm sure Jane Kelly was revelling in that.
Yeah. Talkie 3, Yeovil 0. We'll ask Altrincham Jean about their form because it is not good at the moment.
Patchy.
Wilston postponed, Maidenhead. Weymouth postponed at the Bob Lucas. Maybe Bob that Lucas. Niece could have got down there with a fork, John.
Yeah, get down there.
Get down, fork, get some sand on the pitch.
It sounds like a fanzine, doesn't it?
Bob Lucas's niece. Sounds like the title of this podcast.
Latest edition.
Bromley 1, Southend 1. So there they are. I watched that one, actually.
I watched the telly on box. Come on, everybody. Come on, family. Gather round.
I didn't watch that. I watched bits of it.
Can
it
we
was
watch
on.
Mary Poppins? Can no. We watch The Great Escape? No. It's Bromley Southend.
Christmas Day.
Have
John.
A turkey sandwich. And
Christmas Day, I watched.
Watch a bit of this.
Casablanca. What a film that
Did
is,
you?
John.
Oh. Tell a little bit Brucey. I watched Casablanca.
I watched Casablanca. What a film. Amazing. If you've never seen Casablanca.
I've not seen Casablanca.
John, it's brilliant.
Looks a bit old for me.
No, it's brilliant,
1940,
John.
1940, whatever
it's
it is.
It's brilliant.
A bit too old.
It's brilliant. Ultra Tuesday the 20th. Tell you what, this might be the wrong day to be speaking to old Altrincham Jean. Altrincham nil. This is since she, you know, my thing of if the team are doing well, you do badly in your life.
Exactly. This is just the universe correcting itself.
Altrincham Jean is now Foff of the Year. She holds that title till next Christmas. She's getting £20. She's getting a trophy, and she's getting a tea towel designed by herself.
Yeah.
Mass produced, John. Produced. and now it's Altrincham nil, Wrexham 2.
Hosanna scored that for Wrexham, which is quite nicely biblical at this time of year.
Hosanna. Chesterfield 1, Halifax 1. Halifax, yeah. I watched them on the telly last night. They look very good. Chesterfield
Why
flying.
Why are you watching all
this? I like it, John.
I was watching Succession.
I like football. And also, I get BT Sport free on my phone. So if there's something boring like Peppa Pig or whatever on the telly, then I can just stick it on in the background on my phone. And also, I wanted to wind up Lloyd Griffith last night. That's why I was watching.
You see, Lloyd was watching Grimsby's reserves today, by the way.
He loves the Mariners.
New levels.
John, we'll get him on next week.
Desperation.
We'll get him on next week.
Then maybe they'll get a win. The reserves.
Don't reckon. Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Aldershot 0. Good.
Yeah.
Eastleigh 2, Torquay 1. That was the most annoying
Disappointing
result.
Disappointing, wasn't it?
A stupid result.
It just sounded like they were knackered.
1-0. I know we've got players. Bring the play more players. John.
Well, it sounded like they did well first half and then just tailed off, didn't they?
Grimsby
but
King.
Eastleigh exists purely just to beat Torquay twice a season.
They don't play anyone else.
No. That's all right. No, we're all right. We'll
rest
just,
of the season.
We'll save ourselves up. When is it? March? Yeah,
they
we'll
are
be
the
there.
The most annoying team. The only reason I want to get out of the National League is never having to play.
Can you hear noises?
Something. This hat.
Is it haunted? For a soundproof studio.
It's my new hat. Is it haunted? I love my new hat, John.
Oh, well, I've got a really funny picture of you wearing it. Look at you.
Maidenhead 1, Bromley 0. Solihull Moors 0, Stockport 1. Stockport flying,
Stockport
John.
Stockport really creeping up.
Yeah,
aren't they?
Southend Parnet postponed. Woking 3, Dover 2. I mean, struggling past Dover there.
That was Woking's only win since the beginning of December.
Unbelievable. Then Jan results. Lovely woman. Big friends with Jan Fixtures. The two Jans.
You must meet my friend Jan Results.
Jan Results. Saturday the 1st of January. Chesterfield 1, Kings Lynn. I mean, can't do it. Can't beat him. Come on. No one can beat him. Borehamwood 0, Barnet 0. Dagenham and Ribbage 3, Dover 1. Eastleigh 3, Weymouth 2. Another defeat for Weymouth there. Notts County 3, Wrexham 1. There was a lot in that, John. There was
Wrexham went down to 10 men pretty early on. There's a missed penalty. Some stuff with Wrexham were chucking stuff at the lino. Stuff like that. Lots of Wrexham-y stuff like that.
I saw a Notts County journalist describe it as one of the best games ever seen at Meadow Lane.
Ever?
Two proper promotion teams like... Yay.
Which was it? That Notts County
journalist. How do you define a proper promotion team? Not like the one that knocks you out of the playoffs last year.
I can't wait for Notts County not to go up. I'm almost looking forward to that more than when we go up. Southend postponed, Bromley postponed. Woking 2, Aldershot 3. Aldershot scoring in the last 95th minute. Beautiful Gary
it's
time.
It's not like Woking to chuck in a late goal, is it? In an important game.
And that, John, puts us now above Woking for the season, which is always the natural place to be. Yeovil 1, Torquay 2.
Beautiful. People suggesting that Dan Holman's starring role in this year's Christmas story may have had something to do with him finding a winner. Look, I don't know.
Gave him that little lift.
Don't know if the Christmas story has that kind of power, but I wouldn't be surprised. Put it that way.
Gave him that little lift. And so... The table
was quite critical of Dan Holman, as and maybe it dressing room wall.
That's what it was. Look at this.
Gary said, read this, Dan.
Look at this, Dan. Chesterfield, 43 points, played 20. Now, Gary's thing is always you need noise.
A lot of noise, isn't there?
Chat outside. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
There's a podcast going on here.
Chesterfield, John. Gary Johnson always says you need 2 points a game to win the league.
Yep.
And that's what's going on there. They are above that. It's going very well. They have spent £250,000 on a striker.
Yes. Well.
Halifax looked very good last night. 21 games, 41 points. Wrexham, 22 games, 39 points. Wrexham, mark my words, John.
They're going to blow it?
They're going to win the league.
Oh, okay. Oh, they're going to win
the league. They're going to walk it. They're going to sign half of the Championship and League One this Christmas.
I can see Stockport fans still saying they're going to win the league. They're not even in the playoffs.
They're even more deluded than Notts County fans. Yeah. Stockport fans. Boreham Wood, Dagenham and Redbridge, who Torquay have Saturday. It's a tough game. We have to say, John, very disappointing to see the back of Sinclair Armstrong.
It is, but players come, players go. We'll find someone else.
I thought we had a new hero
there. Oh, I liked him, but someone else would come along.
Harry Perrett didn't turn up, did he, John? Didn't get a game.
I saw him play quite well. I'm surprised he didn't get more. But...
surprised Ali Omar was in the team before him.
Malioma.
And also Dan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks.
Jack Sparks, isn't it? We've just been through probably four different Torquay players there.
Jordan Sparks?
Not a Torquay podcast, John.
American singer-songwriter Jordan Sparks.
Why should we know who they are? Just lacked a bit of...
I'm off it. Christmas break.
We'd have
building a fitness backup.
We'd have him, John. Yeah, really good. I'd have him till the end of the season. He was really good. Then 8th, Stockport. 9th, Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on? Solihull Moors, Grimsby Town, Yeovil, Eastleigh. 13th, Torquay United. 22 played, 30 points, but a good run incoming. Just won 4 out of 5. Very, very good. Dagenham and Redbridge, a real test Saturday. If we win that, then we'll maybe have a little chance. It was so annoying we didn't beat Eastleigh. But there we are. Woking, Barnet, Altrincham, Aldershot, Wealdstone, Maidenhead, Southend, Weymouth, Kingsland, Dover, which will be the bottom three, I think, till the end of the season, John. So, not bad. I think we've got Torquay have a chance.
We've probably got too much to do, but look, you just never know.
You never know, John. Depends if Reedy comes back. Please, can Reedy come back? Maybe if I show him my new hat.
You know he listens.
Come on, Reedy. You know you wanted. You know you're loved at the club.
Yeah. You don't want to work for that one. Tisdale.
Tisdale. Imagine when Tisdale walks in his hat. there we are, John. What were we going to say? That was it, really,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
That's the roundup. That's the news roundup. That's your National League news. All good stuff. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession.
What's happened there?
Ran out of batteries.
Very awesome.
You're listening to the National Obsession. And, of course, we crowned our FOF of the year, John, at Christmas, on the Christmas Eve episode. Gammy Knee, of course, crowned.
Well, obviously, I caught up with Gammy over Christmas. And yes. He felt the pressure. He felt the weight of history on his shoulders.
It's a big call. Yeah. Wonder who will make the decision next year. Could be Carol Baker. Could be one of many people.
Be Jamie Reid.
Might be Jamie Reid.
Could be Gary Johnson. Who knows?
Who knows, John?
Only we know. And we don't know.
We don't know. We don't know. But look, all champions have to answer the phone.
Well,
to
that
us.
Is test number one, isn't it?
This
of
could
your
be
reign.
Of your reign. Will you answer the phone? Let's ring John, Foff of the Year, Altrincham Jean.
Come on, Altrincham.
Welcome to the EE.
Oh,
email.
My
I'm
goodness.
Sorry, but the person you've called isn't
Try again.
Available.
One more time.
Please leave your message.
No, we don't want to leave a message.
One
no,
more
on.
Time.
Altrincham. Do we strip?
No, I don't think we strip, John. John, it's been very fumbling about in the dark, and shall we strip today?
Shall we strip?
Welcome to the EE.
She turned her phone off.
I'm sorry, but the person.
She's had enough. Battery's gone.
Right, one more go. This is it, Daisy. Otherwise. We throw this open.
I don't think so, John. I don't think so.
She did win fair and square.
Jane Kelly's ears pricking up.
Yeah. In with a chance.
Welcome to the EE voicemail. I'm sorry, but the person
Let's try again.
I think
not
should we
available.
Leave Daisy a message?
Please leave your yes. message after the tone. After you finish your message, just hang up. Or to hear more options, please press 1.
Hi, Daisy. Hi, Altrincham Jean. This is Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. Are we ringing the right number, John?
I just wanted to double check that. Yes, we are. Yeah.
We know you're Foff of the Year, and John's just checking your number. If this is a stranger, I can only apologise.
<John's, laughs> no, it is.
You've
yeah.
got the
yeah,
right
it
number.
Is, yeah.
We know you're pretty high up now in the world of football podcasts. Now you've been crowned Foff of the Year. We did want to ring. We had organised to ring you and have a chat with you. You've put the phone down on us. Look, that's fine. We're not going to call you back. We're not going to annoy you. We'll try you again next week.
It's an early black mark against your name, though.
John. As... not already. Look, don't crown someone Foff of the Year and then try and chase them off the podcast.
You only get a year as Foff of the Year. You can't have it again, so...
Look, we'll try ring you again next week. But we do need things like your address and where to transfer the £20 to, unless you want cash, of course. Let us know if you want it in pound coins, or should we try Daisy one more time, John?
It's quite a long voicemail, this, isn't
it's
it?
It's a really long time. It's going to be very annoying, isn't it? Very annoying.
Daisy, just pick up the phone.
Next time. We'll do it. We'll give you a call next week and hold... We've noticed Altrincham's form has dropped off a cliff since you won Foff of the Year. We're not linking the two.
No.
These are all things for you to think about for when we call you next week. Okay, maybe Jane Kelly should have won.
Maybe. Shh. Bye for now.
Daisy Seller. 12. Oh no, I'm here, but the calls aren't coming through. John.
What do we do?
It might be the machine.
What do you want to do?
Call her back now. Hold on.
Hello?
Daisy.
Hi.
How are we doing? On the ice to you. We've left you the world's longest answer phone message.
Yeah, I got halfway through it.
Just going to ring them. Just going to ring them. Hey, champ, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Not a very happy New Year for Altrincham.
Well, no. We can't win the game at the moment.
No.
You can't.
And we're all COVIDed up.
Oh, we've linked your fall off a cliff form-wise to you winning Foff of the Year.
You can't have it both ways.
Quite possible, yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Could well be.
You think it could be. How did you feel when you'd won Foff of the Year? Were you surprised? Did you think we were like a Torquay podcast and it would go to a Torquay fan?
I was delighted. It was a very nice surprise.
Yeah. What have you done to celebrate over Christmas? Not for Christmas, for being Foff of the Year. You told all your friends.
Foff of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, every single one of them.
Yeah.
Sent out a mail shot.
Did you?
Had a big party.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I've not bought your trophy yet, but I'm going to go to town tomorrow to the trophy shop and get your trophy and get it engraved. Is there a specific trophy that you would like? Would you like it to be a footballer or would you like it just to be a cup?
Oh, I really don't mind. Ooh. I've never had a trophy that's like a footballer, though.
Be nice. Well, that'd be nice. Be nice, wouldn't
or
it?
Or like a microphone? Oh. Can you get like a microphone trophy?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Be a bit specialist.
Because you will get to keep it. It's not like you have to hand it back. Not because we don't want you to hand it back, just because of the faff.
Logistically, it's quite tricky, isn't it?
You know. How have you been over Christmas? Did you get to any games?
Didn't make Boxing Day, but went to the home game on the Tuesday.
Which was the, trying to find that now.
Wrexham at home.
Oh, Wrexham
oh dear.
Home.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I think they're going to win the league now. Daisy.
We weren't very good at all, but we aren't very good at them in general.
Have you just not got enough players or something? Is it that?
A bit of that. We had a phase of not being able to play a first half of football and pulling back a few draws in the second half, but we're not even doing that now.
Do you really regret beating Torquay at the start of the season now?
It's almost like you peaked too soon, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Hopefully we can sign a few players and get some form back. Would be good for the remainder of the season.
Are you still in the trophy or not?
Are we still in the trophy? No, I don't think so.
No, only losers.
No, we got knocked out.
Yeah. Only losers are still in the trophy. And Havant and Waterlooville beat us in the cup, and they haven't won since.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. So this is the thing. It does all come back. If you do beat Torquay, the rest of your season will be pretty poor.
And I think what the listeners really want to know is, because obviously the FOF of the year 2022 starts now.
Yeah.
What is your advice for those FOFs who obviously didn't make it all the way like you did, but are gunning for next year?
Really
what's the key?
Yeah, paying attention to challenges, really getting to grips with what the ask is and delivering on that.
Yeah,
and I think flattery. A lot of flattery. Flattery gets you a long way as well.
No flattery. No, Daisy knew, Altrincham Jean, she knew all the answers. She absolutely smashed her interview.
She did?
Designed a great tea towel, which will be manufacturing at some point. It's going to be exciting, isn't it?
Very.
Very exciting. Yeah. Lovely stuff. Well, thank you so much for telling us that your phone does work and it's not you just putting the phone down on us. Congratulations on being FOF of the year. We hope to see you at some point. I will message you and get an address to send the trophy to and the £20. And we look forward to finding out what you spend the £20 on. It's going to be exciting, isn't it? That'd be lovely.
Oh, yeah.
On the ice to you, Jean.
The National Obsession.
There we are, John. That was Altrincham Jean.
Lovely.
Lovely, wasn't it? Have we got any letters?
We have.
It's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Aye, we've got a couple.
Ah, lovely stuff.
Daisy Seller gets in touch.
Good news.
This was a very Altrincham-heavy podcast.
It is. Well, she's FOF of the year, John.
She's rightly reveling in her
new
title.
She's allowed 1 week.
Yeah. It's like the cut-off point for saying Happy New Year.
Yes.
You're allowed this week and no more.
I'd say the 2nd of January.
I'm already bored of it. Daisy says, on the ice, Charlie and John.
Ice.
I'm full of so much gratitude now. I do not feel elevated above any of my fellow nominees or anyone in this room. I think this must be cut and paste from an Academy Awards or something. We share the same love. That's the love of the National League. And this form of expression has given me the most extraordinary life. I don't know where I'd be without it. It must be someone's exception.
I know, she's
speech.
Done a lovely job. Maybe it's some Gwyneth Paltrow speech.
It could be. Says, no, seriously, thanks, guys. And thank you, Gammy and Ian. Thank you, Betty.
Wow, yes, Betty did put you through.
It's possibly
1 week.
See you at Moss Lane on the 22nd. Cup of tea's on me in the bay, in the bin. Daisy.
Might try and get to Moss Lane, 22nd, John.
I cannot do
quite
that.
Quite a long way to get there, but you can get on the train at Euston and it's pretty quick to Manchester. So that is a possibility. Dover away, February is the first one I've really got my eyes on. But I'd like to go to a lot more football than I actually do go to, John. But look, can't have everything.
You really can't. I will not be there, unfortunately, Daisy. But there we go.
Another time.
Such is life.
Trophy in the post.
Tom Rogers gets in touch.
All right.
Now, we've not heard from Tom for a bit.
Tom Rogers.
Tom from Singapore.
Tom is putting in an early bid for next year's Foff of the Year.
I don't know. Is Tom a Foff yet?
I think he sent in two letters, then we didn't hear from him for a while.
He sent in three.
Jolly Rogers.
Why do I have the feeling he is a Foff?
I'm quite sure he is definitely a Foff.
I think he is. I'm trying to consult my charts. Foff.
The charts, the really
database,
really good organized charts.
Do you know what? I'm gonna have to really John. Work it out again because I've
hell,
lost.
John.
I've lost track.
Bloody hell!
No, I can't even open my emails. Tom.
Tom.
Is he a Foff?
I'm quite sure he's a Foff.
I think he might be.
We'll find out for next week. And
we
if
came
is...
up with a good catchphrase for Tom because we inadvertently he signed off his last email saying "keep up the good work," but we came up with "keep up with a good walk."
Because he's in Singapore.
He's in Singapore.
I don't think that's fine. It's not offensive, is it, John?
Keep up the good walk.
Keep up the good work, Tom. Jolly Rogers as well. Tom Jolly Rogers.
Tom, just let us know. Are you a Foff? Can you just let us know?
You should Thanks. Have a... There is software, John, designed to do that.
I will attend to that this week, possibly. Tom Rogers says, all right, boys, on the ice.
On the ice, Tom.
To compliment you on the ongoing brilliance of the Pooh's letter and especially Cairo Cadogan on another enchanting Christmas fairy tale.
That's an old
one. Let me call that for
Wow-wee.
A while.
Wow-wee, lovely. He loved the fairy tale.
Lovely. However, the real reason for my brief epistle.
Oh, epistle, yeah. That's letter, John. That means a letter.
It's because I disappeared down a Wikipedia wormhole yesterday and I stumbled upon a young man called Jazzy Barnum Bob.
Yeah.
Formerly of Torquay United, as well as a selection of other National League clubs. As the experts in National League football, obviously us.
Yes.
I was wondering if you could verify if his play lives up to his name.
No. I think he's in the National League South, isn't he now?
Who does he play for? I want to say
like Dartford.
He did end up at Chelmsford for
Maybe
a bit.
Maybe not Dartford. They're pretty good, aren't they?
I don't think he's there anymore.
Kalala's at
he?
Dartford. See
he
that,
is,
John?
Yes, yeah. Dulwich Hamlet. Jazzy Barnum Bob.
Dulwich Hamlet there. Yeah, lovely.
He was at Dartford
That's a lovely
last season.
If you ever get to go to Dulwich Hamlet, do go. It's a lovely away trip.
The old hipsters.
Yeah, smashing. You could buy Jazzy Barnum Bob's Torquay shirt on eBay up until about last year. I don't know if it's still available or not.
A fire sale.
It'd be lovely for you, Tom, in Singapore, if you can still get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, keep up the good
walking
walk.
Around Singapore.
Keep up the good walk, Tom.
Keep up the good walk, Tom. Won't you?
As Ken Hom likes to say. Keep up the good walk.
How Ken Hom never did a show.
That not be his autobiography.
Keep up the good walk.
Thumbs up on the keep up the good walk. It's like Nigel Tabbs. Put it on my tab.
Who is buying Nigel Tabbs' autobiography?
It's him on the cover.
Put it on my tab. J-Tab.
I'd read Nigel Tabbs' autobiography. He's from the Torquay United Travel Club. Look him up.
Look him up. Look him up. Put it on your fucking list.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you have to beep that out, John. Cut that out. It's more editing for you. Is that all the letters, John?
That's it.
It's a week start.
Selection, but look, it's been Christmas.
A week start to the year. Do send us a letter. Do send us who you'd like, a question for the Grand Nationalo. Do send us what you'd like to see from this year on the National Obsession podcast. Do send us your predictions for the top three and the bottom three. That'd be nice. That sounds like proper podcast content.
Sounds like it. I doubt anyone will.
How do they do that, John?
At nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely. And NatObsPod on the Twitter. That's always good fun, isn't it? Thanks for listening this week.
Yeah.
Episode 164 out on the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.